Job 3-1, after this opened Job his mouth, and cursed his day. 3-2, and Job spake, and said, 3-3, let the day perish, wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. 3-4, let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. 3-5, let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. 3-6, as for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year, let it not come into the number of the months. 3-7, lo, let that night be solitary, let no joyful voice come therein. 3-8, let them curse it, that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. 3-9, let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. 3-10, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from mine eyes. 3-11, why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? 3-12, why did the knees prevent me? Or why the breasts, that I should suck? 3-13, for now should I have lain still, and been quiet, I should have slept. Then had I been at rest. 3-14, with kings, and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves. 3-15, or with princes, that had gold, who filled their houses with silver. 3-16, or as an hidden and timely birth I had not been, as infants which never saw light. 3-17, there the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. 3-18, there the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. 3-19, the small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. 3-20, wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul. 3-21, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures. 3-22, which rejoice exceedingly, and are glad when they can find the grave. 3-23, why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? 3-24, for my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. 3-25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. 3-26, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came.